invariably out of 4 or 5, there'd be a difference there. Now, while in looks, I don't think any of my daughters ever favored their mother too much in the face. Now, she used to be what you call the fleshy type. Why? She weighed 151 pounds. She used to weigh a lot more than that. Well, we had 4 daughters. 2 of the daughters were fleshy and heavy like her, and 2 were light figures. And in other words, they modeled after me. Well, but Lola Mae was firm and just like the grandma.
What would you call a child that's born to a mother out of wedlock? I guess the technical term would be bastard, but are there other terms?
Well, he's illegal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to word that.
Did they ever call them woods coats or range coats?
Yeah. That's a woods coat.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that a zillion times in my life.
How about blanket babies? Is that ever used?
I don't remember about that.
And if you're going to take a baby outside, what would you put him in out there if you're going to take him around the block?
And carry him in your arm?
Well, let's say you're not going to carry him, you're going to put him in something.
Well, a baby buggy.
Mm-hmm. Then what would you do with him?
Just put him in there and it has handles on him and start pushing him and make you around.
If a boy's father and mother are dead, what do you say he is? He's
an orphan.
Then the court will appoint someone to
guard as a guardian for him.
And a girl's, her aunts and uncles and cousins, you say, are her
aunts.
And her uncles and her cousins and
uncles and aunts and cousins.
These will be her
blood relation.
Do you know the name of George Washington's wife?
I do not.
What are some common girls' names?
Yeah.
Mary.
Mary Ann, Mary, and Elizabeth, that's an old name. But I don't remember ever knowing what Washington's wife's name was. See, I didn't get to go to school very little. I wasn't in schoolhouse. When I was his age, well, the schoolhouse is 10 and 15 miles apart. There wasn't no such thing as a bus.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the greatest things now, the school bus. Lets the kids go to...
Never dreamed of it any more than we did of the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you how times change.
Now, unfortunately, it's the rocket.
That's right. I don't like to talk about it.
I don't either. I listen to the radio all Sunday evening trying to find out more about the Russian flight. They just didn't say much.
Well, I heard over the radio this morning early. It was between 6:30 and 7. When the United States had now a rifle of something, I never could understand it. But when it's fired, the rebound of it destroys all gnats, all flies, all mosquitoes, and there was something else. It's a wonderful thing along that line, I just thought to myself.
Hmm.
If we get to shooting that thing too much, we'll soon run out of flies and mosquitoes and fleas mentioned.
Hmm.